Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me that the message or something, right?
Nah, Mel, you live on Grind Network Mondays, man. I'm trying to get your opinion on these shoes. I'm about to shoot you this text message.
Because you're doing something. Trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
Man, what the fuck is you talking about, man? Man, I'm just trying to shoot you a pic right quick. I need your opinion on some shoes. Some shoes. What is you talking about? I'm talking about some J's, man. Look, I shot you the picture already, man. Just check it out.
Correct. Okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits.
When did we start talking about tits, Mel? I'm trying to get... Yo, you know what? Honestly, I think I shouldn't even call your ass, man. You know what I'm saying? You all gonna be woke up, bad mood and shit, man. I'm gonna let you go, my nigga.
It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Man, what the fuck is wrong, man? So you did get the pictures or what?
Stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Yeah, you could have at least said something.
You know, but they're too big and they look stupid.
Nigga, I just asked for your opinion, man. You ain't gotta be an asshole about it, you bitch ass nigga. You can't
stand
calling
like
your
some
ass.
Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes
what?
And stuff. I won't stand for that.
You talking about my skinny jeans? Man, that's a style, nigga. What are you talking about? You don't know shit about style. Talking about my pants. I'm trying to get some shoes. I said what?
Not a lie. Who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them. Why don't you? Anyway,
No, yeah. I don't ain't that way nothing, man. You a fucking asshole, for real. That's why nobody likes your ass. Whack ass movie.
Fucking embarrassment to me. You look
I'm
like a fucking bitch on heat. And
yo, first of all, don't be trying to come at me like you super
you're
hard or something
it.
Like that.
You are
because,
provocatively
man,
dressed all the time
when
you're
fake. And whoop your
star
ass,
you feel you have to show
you're
off.
You're talking entirely too much
and
shit right
tight
now.
Tight pants, let me see your
pussy. I'm getting ready to come over here.
And that green thing today
I need your opinion
enough.
On some shoes,
that's
but you asked me for an ass whooping.
Okay.
That green thing. And you talking about avocado skinnies, nigga? What did you say? Look, man, why does everybody always have something to say about skinnies? For real. It's some jeans.
You know the truth. I don't like it. I don't want
I don't
that
care
woman.
What you like.
I don't want you.
I don't want you.
I don't believe you anymore.
I don't trust you.
I don't love you.
Oh, Mel, man, you're taking it kind of far now, man. Come on, you can't say that, man.
I don't trust you.
After all
you've
been
through. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Like you've been drinking, huh? Cause you get kind of fruity when you start to drink, man. I don't know if you ever noticed that shit, but you always been on some funny shit.
That nigga don't be acting gay as fuck.
On me, yeah, on me, right? That nigga always saying some funny shit.
Real shit.
Weird ass nigga.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
Yeah, no, calm down, man. You kind of hostile. Okay, nothing. You kind of hostile. You might just tone it down, man. I'm going to let you go ahead. I'm just going to go ahead and let you go, my nigga, because you're talking real reckless, you know what I'm saying? Next time I see you, I might have to whoop your ass, man, so, you know, so I'm not going to do you too bad. I'm going to hit you later.
And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Yeah, that nigga joined, dog. Hey, we ain't going to call this nigga no more.
So the princess,
stay off that shit, man. Yo, princess, stay off that shit. I'm out.
Don't hang on for me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. Right. You understand me?
Yeah.
And I will!
Alright. Chill out, man. Damn, your bitch ass ain't gonna do shit.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, man. Mel's a crazy one, man. Please don't get his opinion on things he don't like, man.
That nigga's an asshole.
Telling you, that's why we don't call him no more, but we're going to drop back in on him one of these days, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But welcome to another wonderful episode of Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. I am Supreme.
And your co-host, Jay Payton, man. What's up, world?
What's up with y'all out there, man? Before we get started, you know what I'm saying, we want to give a moment of silence to all the people that was lost in September 11th, that rescued in September 11th, and everybody that was part of September 11th, and the rebuilding process of
10 years ago.
Yeah, the rebuilding process of the World Trade Center and all that. That's crazy. That was 10 years ago, man. You
10
know what
years.
I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But we want to give a moment of silence to y'all right now.
Starting now.
yeah, welcome back to Grind Network, you know what I'm saying? One wonderful Monday, you know what I'm saying? It's not too hot out there and everything like that. So it is it's a good look, you know what I'm saying? We ain't sweltering out here, sweating out, having them drunk collars, sweating out the T-shirts and all that and shit.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's going down, man. Hey, man, I wanted to ask a question. What is, like, the – is it, like, a limit for moment of silence from, like, big to small? Like, say, like, you somebody stub a toe. Like, damn, we're going to give a moment of silence for that. Just get, like,
man.
1 second. But, like, a thing like this, do we got to give it, like, an hour of silence?
You
know? You
know what? I don't know. I think it just kind of depends, man. Because, I mean, yesterday I had my comedy show, which went well, by the way, at Pars, man. And we gave a moment of silence. It was about, I don't know, about 20 seconds, you know. Just pretty much to show, you know, respect for, you know, everybody and everything that happened on that day,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I guess it depends on how much it affects you, you know what I'm saying? I don't know some people that are still not talking because of that.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm telling you. And then, see, you know what? There's always that one person, man, that, you know, you say, hey, I wanna have a moment of silence. But there's always that one person that still makes noise or coughs or drops a fork on the floor or something, man. You know, always.
Yeah.
That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that was a hater move right there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we said a moment of silence, you want to start trying to blow your nose. Like, bitch, you better sit your ass down.
this is like 4 to 5 seconds into the moment of silence. So it's just like, all right, this is starting now.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, hey. You know, shut the fuck up.
We got silence motherfuckers now. They don't want to stay silent.
Yeah
man. But we haven't. Yeah, man, but other than that, the comedy show was good and all that. Wasn't nobody too, like, too political in there? They wasn't trying to get
you
the A-Rap, because Pars is out of, like, a...
that's a Persian joint.
Yeah,
right.
Persian, you know what I'm saying? So I guess they ain't really beefing with the Persians like that.
you know what, man? I honestly, before I came, you know, I was sitting there thinking, like, man, you know, what should I touch on? What should I not touch on? You know, I was really, like... I was really kind of nervous, you know what I mean? But then I started thinking, like, you know what? You know, we're going to do our thing. We're here to have a good time. We're here to laugh. We're not really here to, you know, be sad or anything like that. It happened, yeah, we showed the respect. You know, now it's, you know, we want to laugh now. We want some comedy, you know? And then
yeah.
A couple of comedians did touch on it, you know, but not really to the point to where someone would get mad, you know. I mean, honestly, I believe you can take comedy out of anything. It's all about how you handle it, you know.
Yeah.
You do have some sensitive people out there.
Yeah.
But one of the jobs of a comedian is, like, you know, can't really, I don't want to say not really care what people think.
I mean, to a certain extent, though, you really can't care, though.
They'll make or break your career, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So as long as you show some kind of, like, respect or... you know, you just be cautious. That's all you got to do. You just got to be
really
cautious.
Got to be funny, too. You know what I'm saying? Now,
that's a gimme right there.
Now, you say, like, touch on a bad topic, and it's, like, just a bad joke. You just
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I've seen those situations. Very awkward. It gets very awkward. You know what I mean? And you can tell when one of the comedians will be like, oh, this joke is about to kill him right here. And then, no.
Yeah, he was really thought that was going to be a... you know what I'm saying, elephant in the room and all that, you know,
yeah,
a big one. I mean, hey, Jay, you know what we should bring back at the comedy shows? Throwing tomatoes at bad people that tell bad jokes.
Dude, I would work night and day to work on my comedy so I wouldn't get hit by a tomato. You know, those things actually hurt if you throw them hard enough.
I'm saying, though, especially them nice ripe ones, you know? Head right there, you're going to have a knot for days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. Then, you know, you're going to get some smart ass in the audience going to fuck around and throw a watermelon or some shit like
yeah.
that.
Well, they're going to throw a cantaloupe or something. Man, you know, that's too damn hard.
And only tomatoes, homie.
Throwing walnuts.
Walnuts and peanuts and seeds and whatnot.
Yeah,
oh,
crazy, man.
Throwing shoes. Yo, Preem. Anyway, I don't know what happened to Preem right here, but we're going to try to keep this rolling, see what's going on with you guys over there. If you guys,
let me see you move. get money like a model, make moves like a model. Put your hand on your waist and you flip your hair back. Do the jerk with it and you bring it right back. See them real hot boys like them real hot chicks. Top model ones and them real nice fits. My beat's so cold, make them so sick. Take a picture real quick, cause it's something you can't get. I ain't gotta brag, come lace with the swag. Yeah, they see me now coming through, heckin' bad. Everybody wanna know me, all lies on me. Ballin' like Kobe with a cash, yeah, show me. Status kinda cocky, you haters wanna block me. Get your hands up, ain't nothing gon' stop me. Status kinda cocky, you haters wanna block me. Get your hands up, ain't nothing gon' stop me.
About to kick the dough down, wake him up with the gun in his mouth and ask him why. Why you gotta beat on her? Why you gotta cheat on her? Why you gotta put your hands on her and make her cry? He replied, I don't know why. So I cocked back, aim and squeeze inside.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurt, know it hurt, it brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurt,
know it hurt,
it brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Baby, open up your heart and just let me in. I can show you I can be your friend plus your man. Let me heal you. Free you from all your pain. Take away your stress. No more feeling like you're dying inside. I'ma move you up, I'ma keep you up, I'ma take you up to the next level. And that's me. I know you love me and I love you. Ain't nobody above you. I adore you. Plus your kids too. That's that real talk from my heart, boo. I can show you that I'll be the only man that you ever need in your life. Just take my hand. You can count on me. Put your trust in me, I won't do you wrong, I won't bring you harm. Little mommy, do you know you my lucky charm? Plus my beauty queen and my shiny star. I know where you are deep down in my heart.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurt,
know it hurt,
it brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
Know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
To all my ladies in the world, you don't need that man. If he's slapping you down with the back of his hand, that's not love, that's that anger, cause he's dead inside. More or less a right or wrong, that don't make it right. He abuse you, plus he use you just to get what he needs. Let me paint a perfect picture, he be making you bleed. Scars up from your face right down to your knees. That's not a man, he's a puss, let him try it on me. He'll be sleeping in the river if he try it on me. I'ma ride or die, nigga, let him try that on me. It's not my fault, dog, if a girl like me, if you doing your job right, she wouldn't wanna be with me, yeah.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurt,
I know it hurt,
it brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurt,
I know it hurt,
it brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy MKD. Well, stop crying, you know what I'm saying? We're going to start the show off right, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy MKD, holding it down, VA, you know what I'm saying? My brother from another, putting it down and everything. And it's crazy, though, you know what I'm saying? Because that song right there kind of leads us into our topic of the day. We got two topics of the day today. One is, you know what I'm saying, September 11th just passed and all that. And we want to know, where was you at on September 11th? Where was you at? What was you doing? You know what I'm saying? What can you remember from that day? I know it was 10 years ago and all that. You know, damn, 10 years ago. I was
10 years. Can half of us even remember 10 years?
Ooh, man, I don't even think I can remember 10 months. I don't even know what I was doing 10 minutes ago, man.
And for real.
Yeah.
I just remember sitting here.
Yeah. I was here somewhere, you know. But, yeah, where was you at on September 11th, 10 years ago, when the whole thing went down? And our second question of the day, what happened to all the real niggas, man? What happened to all the real fellas, man? Like, for
where,
real,
where
man.
Where they at, man?
Where they at, man? Because that song, really, you know what I'm saying, touches on that. Like, men, they not acting like men nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Man, they
wearing all these lip rings and all that.
Belly piercings.
Belly piercings.
Thumb rings.
Capri pants. Mandals and all that.
Mandals.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
And that's a cold name for some. Mandals? Who the hell?
You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to hear your opinions on them two topics. So, y'all already know where to hit us up. If you don't know, number is 661-621-7559. I'm going to slow it down for y'all. I know y'all couldn't write that bad, but
61-621-7559. Hey, we got to make a drop with that number on there.
Yeah, man. Because, I mean, it's crazy, though, because I get so, I say the number so much. People ask me for my number. I say that number. I'd be like,
Yeah.
Like, that's the wrong number. My bad, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, hit us up. We want to hear your topics on, I mean, your opinions on that and everything like that. Well, where was you at? You know, well, you already said you was just sitting there. You was some
10 years ago, man. You know what? I actually thought about this last night. I was like, damn, what? 10 years ago, I remember sitting in. Don't clown, all right? Because I didn't choose this class, all right? I was in home economics in a pillow.
Make a pillow.
Oh, man.
How the hell you make a pillow?
I was crocheting.
You was crocheting?
Hey, look, I didn't choose the class.
Yeah, we're going to have to go on the topic on that one. You know, we're going to have to go deeper on that one.
It was crocheting. So what's that class called?
crocheting a pillow. Yeah, you should have said something else on that one. I ain't going to let that one go.
What's that class called? It was an elective class. That's what it was. You know how you get them extra classes? And they were like, hey, that's the only thing that
was like, so y'all point me to the pillow department, you know what I'm saying? We go get that popping and all that. Like, who does that?
You know, she liked the pillow.
Huh?
It was made out of dish towels and some cotton.
And then y'all use good dish towels to make some pillows.
I don't care what nobody says.
I know your mama would have been upset. Like, I know you ain't using my good towels to make a damn pillow.
Y'all,
that's the ghetto class. Like, hey, y'all, if y'all ever got a pillow, y'all get this little cotton balls. We're going to get some dish towels. If you ain't got a sheet nearby, cut his wool, you go grab some cotton balls and some pillows, wash towels and shit.
Man, that's so messed up, man. Damn, man, I know I should have lied my ass off. I thought about it, too. I was like, man, I should just say I was, like, fighting somebody or something.
Yeah, he was like, when I was in, you know what I'm saying, the pen.
I was looking outside the window and I saw it, you know what I'm saying? Yo, so what about you? You remember where you was at?
Crazy thing is, I remember getting up for school and I seen, I was like, damn, man, somebody lit a building on fire. Somebody lit a building, and then I seen the plane going, and I was like, damn, he's a gangster right there, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I didn't know. And I was thinking, like, damn, he must have been drunk or something, you know? He was,
because it was pretty, it's pretty common, drunk pilots, you know what I mean? So that would have been something I would have probably thought about too. But I was so young,
And it really didn't have an effect on me until I got older, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, because you don't really realize, because a lot of us were younger, you know what I mean? Like, we not really, you know, knowing what's going on. You know, we watch the news and we see things all the time, but it's just like, oh, well, that's happening over there. But then when you get older, it's like, dang, you know, so many people, you know, perished in that whole thing. You know, people died from that. You know, some people died years later because of all the smoke and ash and all that. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy thing. And I was thinking, like, man, it's kind of messed up, you know. But I'm gonna say it though, because I was at that point in time, I wasn't, you know, saying I'm not from New York. I'm from California, so I didn't really, you know, saying at that point in time, I didn't really care, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I was like, I didn't really know nobody over there. But when I got, like I said, when I got older, I realized the magnitude of it. Like, damn, a lot of people really did die. When 9/11 happened too, it's like a lot of conspiracy theories and all that came out the woodwork.
Yeah,
too.
A lot of
that, you know.
They
so.
Got videos, and I've watched a lot of those too.
Yeah.
I'm not really like a conspiracy, you know, type of dude that feeds into all of that, but I do like to, you know, every now and then just read up on it or watch it or something, like, just to see what people got to say, you know,
because, yeah.
I mean, will we really know until we really know, you know what I mean? I can't go around and be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's that, they strapped the bomb to that thing, and, you know, I really don't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Nobody really knows what happened in those days, because that's going to go down in history. It's like nobody's just going to know, you know what I'm saying? Because they killed all the innocent.
Tupac,
I mean, all the, yeah, that's Tupac Biggie right there, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When we going to find something, when we're going to make a new adjective, you can't find the answer or something, that shit just been Biggie or Tupac.
Tupac Biggie.
You know what I'm saying? You can't find the answer, you know what I'm saying? That's a Tupac and Biggie moment right there. Ain't nobody going to know the truth. You know?
Yo, hey, wasn't there a dude that actually admitted to it, and they were like, should have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, really, though. It's like, how do you know I didn't do it?
Exactly.
Yeah, because they know who did that shit, you know. But that's a whole different show, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Question of the day, where was you at on 9/11. No disrespect to y'all. I still love y'all out there.
Yo, he over there hot, begging for it. He thinking about slushies and stuff.
Yeah, on everything. I was trying to go get me a little something, you know, a little snack on something, you know what I'm saying? Where was you at on 9/11? And what happened to all the real men out there, man? I want everybody, even the people that has that wears all the skinny jeans and all.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of them claim to be that they, you know, they're claiming to be the real fellas, the real niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really want to hear from some people like that. You know what I mean?
So if you're listening and you know somebody that wears skinny jeans, tell them to call in 661.
We want to know.
7559. Actually, take a picture and send it to us.
We want to know why.
Why so, is the jeans so skinny? Why?
Real quick, I was on YouTube yesterday, and it just day before yesterday, I was on YouTube, you know, checking out my daily little videos, watching Phil blog and all that, watching people hurt themselves, and I just so happened to click on one video, and it was like this chubby kid with like tight jeans. What do you call it? Jean spandex. Denim spandex.
Denim spandex. Wow, that's not hot, dog.
Like, yo, he was like...
Spandex is not hot from jump. And then you gonna throw denim? That's not hot.
Not hot. I remember when, dude, like, you know how they dance nowadays, man? It's really like... Well, to me, it's real feminine to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real, man. I could care less. Like, that's just real feminine to me. Like, they be, like, shimmying and rocking their hips now. And I remember, like
blocking and dropping it and all that. Like,
oh, God, man. And then you know what I'm saying? First thing that pops in my mind was, you remember back in the day when Lil Jon used to be like, you know, drop it to the flowers, let me see you get loud, you know, shit like that. And now it's like, it's reversed now. Now the dudes are doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Y'all got to remember. That was strictly for the females. And that's the only thing I want to see dropping it low. I just want to see a girl with booty drop. I don't want to see no dude with tight-ass jeans. And ripping them and whatever the hell, I don't know, man.
To be real, if you a man, you shouldn't be on the floor at all. You know what I'm
saying? At all.
Laying down, sitting down. on the floor. Yeah.
Unless somebody knocks you out, you don't need to be down there.
Yeah, that's when you should be on the floor. If somebody knocks you out, or like drop police up. Say, get on the floor.
Yeah, get on the ground.
You know what I'm saying?
Interlock. That's the only time.
So, you know, but other than that, we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Where's all the real, man? That's the question of the day, man. Y'all hit us up. Y'all already know the number. If you don't, 661-621-7559. And if you know anybody that fits that criteria, tell them to call in. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear their opinion and all that on the topic and everything right now. But right now, we're about to get into some hot music right now from some of our independent artists. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
It's your boy, Cadillac JR. Yes, sir. D-World ENT. And you listen to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. Bang out, bang out radio, bang out, bang out radio. Yes, sir.
Touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body. touch your body. Wait, he won't touch you. Girl, he won't touch you. I'ma touch your body. I'ma touch your body. Tonight, I'ma touch you. Girl, I'ma touch you. Girl, you know it's on, babe. Girl, it's on. We can take this back to my place.
We can take this to my place.
Girl, I'm trying to open up the lane. I know, girl, that you like it. Yeah, know, girl, that you like it. I'ma touch your body. He won't touch it, girl, like he won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, girl, like he won't touch it, girl, like he won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body, boy, I'ma touch it, touch it, boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. When I touch your body, when I touch your body, there'll be no interruption, interruption, no interruption.
Soon as I get you to your face. Take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it.
Don't
get ready, baby. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
Touching on you,
touching on you,
touching on you,
touching on me, touching
on you,
touching on you, touching on you,
touching
on you, touching on you, touching on you, touching on you, touching on you.
Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com. Let's get it.
Let's get it, y'all. Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yep.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell somebody that. I'm going to touch your body. You think I'm going to get in trouble?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that'd be a cold little line to come up on somebody. Just slide up to them. Just...
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's like a hit and miss or a miss. You know what I mean? Either she going to feel it. Or is she going to be calling the police on somebody?
Yeah, it's no in-between on that one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
There's no, I might like it, I might not. You going to like it or dislike it, for real, for real.
Oh, like it, girl. I'm going to make it like it.
Yeah, man. Right now, you know what I'm saying, we got a very special guest, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even a guest no more, man. He like, you know what I'm saying, our cousin that come over all the time, you know what I'm saying? But it's a good cousin that come over all the time. We got our people, you know what I'm saying, from the East Coast, MKD, you know what I'm saying? What's up with you,
yo.
Yo, they're watching a movie.
On the other line, yeah, only watching Die Hard or something.
Yeah, I don't even know. He think he on the line right now. We're going to get back to MKD in a minute, though. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Question of the day. We got two questions of the day. What happened to all the real men out there? You know what I'm saying? That's a big one, you know what I'm saying? Because our generation under us right now, it seems like they're going a whole 180. They flipped a whole 180 on us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and,
I don't know what's going through their mind and all that. And two, where were you at on September 11th? You know what I'm saying? Yesterday was just the 10th anniversary of September 11th and everything like that. You know, it was a real horrendous tragedy and all that. So, I know. I mean, some people is way more touchier than others, you know what I'm saying? And I could respect that, you know what I'm saying? Because some people actually lost their peoples in that that tragedy right there, you know. So, but just let us know how you feel about it and everything like that. What was you doing, you know, what happened and all that, you know what I'm saying? We just want to hear your opinions on that, you know. So share everybody, make your voice heard, you dig, you know. We got a lot of hot music for you coming up and everything like that, some hot people dropping in and all that. So y'all, you know, keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Girl, the perfume, You is what I like, butt naked when we sleep, wearing nothing but thongs. And I love when we chill, we smoking the bones. This a whole different world, my, you want it the truth. The tooth to the right, there's one fake tooth. I done shot a dude, held him up, pistols I took. Wasn't good at shooting dice, kept me a buck. Pretty women I done been with, simple as that. Got my tats in the pen, penitentiary tax. I'm hungry for a record deal, stuck in the field. Red rack, right pocket, two strikes on the deal. I'm a $1,000 dude, my, I hate to be rude. See the tie and the slacks, my, I ain't due. It's complicated, baby, death's my fate. I ain't tripping, but the last 5 months is great, hey.
Let me take you on a stroke, come roll with me. Fall deep with the Glock tucked into the seat. Got a pass, see the tats, ain't hard to see. You don't really wanna, you don't wanna love me.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy, the Goon, you know what I'm saying, with another one of our hot independent artists. From coast to coast, you know what I'm saying, we like to connect a lot with people and everything around the United States and everything. Shout out to my people in Augusta, you know what I'm saying, Augusta, Georgia. They checking in with us today and all that. They putting it down, they representing out there in the dirty, dirty.
Dirty, dirty.
We got a lot of South listeners, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I wanna go to the South one day.
I do, man. I want some of that cookie, man.
Yeah, man.
I really want it, man. I have family out there, man. I've actually talked to them over the phone too. It's just they sound like they eat good. You know how you be on the phone with somebody and they sound like they eating already.
Yeah.
Like damn, like yo, what you eating? I ain't eating nothing, dog. Like nah, you are. Yo.
Yeah, I just sound like this.
sound like
they eat good, but I just don't want to go to no South Town or just like. Racism is still alive.
Oh,
I mean, racism is always still alive, but you know what I'm saying? Like, tough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, colors only bathroom and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Get gay boy. Oh, wrong bathroom, boy.
Huh,
it's like a boy, a men's restroom, a women's, and then colors only.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's wild right there. Man. But y'all, if y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying? Question of the day already. What happened to all the real men out there? You know what I'm saying? All the real niggas and all that. You know what I'm saying? What happened to them? You know what I'm saying? A lot of men going around in they little skinny jeans, pre-pants, you know what I'm saying? Throwing sandals and all that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What happened to them? You know what I'm saying? What happened to them? Just put on a t-shirt and jeans, you know what I'm saying? Your pants sagging a little. You know what I'm saying?
But not only the clothes, just the way
they act.
They act, period.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I see a lot of dudes that try to make themselves look more like females than dudes. You know?
They look like a lesbian.
Yeah, it's like a lesbian man.
Lesbian man.
Y'all can't even think of a word for that. Man, lesbian.
Mesbians.
Mesbians, there we go, nigga.
Mesbians.
Oh, that's it right there, yo.
Let's
feel free to use that word. Just remember where you got it from, man. Supreme said it. Bang on radio. Mesbians, nigga.
Yeah, mesbians. Men that be acting like lesbians.
Men
that be acting like a lesbian female, I guess. You know, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm about to post that. It don't even matter, man. Lesbians, yo, they get... Oh, that's a
yeah, y'all number. Just been titled. We're going to get into the callers right now, get into the phone lines. 1450-1450, you on the grind.
Yo, what it do? It's your boy Stunner D in 706.
Stunner D in the building, you know what I'm saying? Representing Georgia. What's up with you, bro?
What's going on? How's it popping?
Oh, man, it's going good over here. It ain't too hot, so we ain't, you know what I'm saying, it ain't too bad. And then we ain't sweating up all our skin and all that. So we living good right now, you know. So what's up with you, though, man? You know what I'm saying? You stopping into the Grind Network and all that, man. You stopping off some new, dropping off some new joints and all that. What's up?
Shit, man, you know, just telling my everyday life how shit goes, how I see it, how I want to see it, you know. You know, just telling my everyday life.
Yeah, I feel that. Telling your side of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what's up. Just repping that down south, Georgia.
Yeah, man. Georgia in the building, you know what I'm saying? We get a lot of love out there, man. We love y'all out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all represent a lot for Grind Network and the whole Bang Out Radio family and all that. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple questions for you, you know what I'm saying? You know we got the question of the day and all that. Actually, we got two questions of the day, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the first one. Where was you at? On 9/11, I almost said 7/11 again. I need to stop that, man. I really need to go get me a Slurpee or something. But
thank you for coming.
But where was you at on 9/11? You know what I'm saying? With the whole 10th anniversary of it and all that, we want to get people's perspective on that.
Well, I was actually, I want to say in middle school, I want to say maybe in elementary school, I was riding the bus home, and on the radio, they were just, like, flipping out. Like, Twin Towers got hit. And I was kind of young. I really didn't know what exactly was going on. So I was like, well, damn, I guess that's not cool. But coming to find out, it was some really serious shit. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of people lost lives and a bunch of innocent lives, you know what I'm saying? And I hurt a bunch of people. So shout out to everybody out there that lost lives. I see you. You know, it's your boy.
Yeah,
man, that's real talk. Yeah, that was you know what I'm saying? Like you said, we was younger too, you know what I'm saying? We didn't really grasp the whole concept of all that till we got a little bit older and all that. And, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our generation, like, we was younger and all that. It was just like, I guess, a turning point in our lives and all that, you know what I'm saying? The older people went through Pearl Harbor and all that.
Yep.
And then I guess we went through the World Trade Center situation. Yeah, man, but that's crazy, man. But our second question of the day, Stunning D, I know, you know what I'm saying, could see this, you know what I'm saying? What happened to all the real fellas out there, man? All these dudes going around in skinny jeans and wearing the super V-necks and throwing tongue rings and all that, and all the belly rings and all that shit.
Belly rings, like, that's a cold name.
Man,
what happened to all the real dudes out there?
Honestly, some of these kids are just trying to go too hard. They're actually trying to impress more than be success. You know what I'm saying? You need to be yourself. You need to be who you are. You don't need to be trying to impress these dudes. I mean, you need to impress them, but impress them with what you feel like is right. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be kissing ass. You need to be making them kiss your ass. You know what I'm saying? You got to be yourself. Follow. I mean, I'm sorry. Leave. My bad.
Yeah, man. You got to leave, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't be out here no follower and everything because you're going to be going down the wrong path like wearing your pants too tight and can't get your own phone out of it, you know? That's the path we can let ourselves on. You know?
It's going a little bit too hard these days.
Yeah, man. It's just like crazy. You just see it every day and all that, you know? And all that. But, man, we got that hot joint, you know what I'm saying? That Stunning D. Tell us a little about your joint, bro.
Shit, man. It's actually called This That Shit. I recorded it like 2 days ago, went up to the studio, you know?
Oh, so we got
this exclusive? Got down. Yes, sir. You got the exclusive just dropped 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Went up there, got up with my boy Sam Stanley from Solicit Digital Media. Shout out to that boy. Shout out to GB. He got on that bitch and murdered it. I can't even bullshit. He wrote up a verse in like 30, 45 minutes. I was like, damn, son, I'm a fuck with you.
On everything. I hear that. So you got some spitters on there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he ripped it up, so I'm going to fuck with him. So, yeah, man, shout out GB, shout out to whole Augusta 706, I see you, what's up?
Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. Like besides yourself, you know what I'm saying, you a hot independent artist, but who's hot out there, like, on the indie scene, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's the people that people feeling in the streets?
Shit, big names around here, you see Flocko, DMS fam, P Nice, motherfucking Double A. I mean, I see all of them. Sam Stanley, Soup's Kitchen, Knick Knack, Untamed, whole Grove Town, whole Augusta. Everybody just going insane nowadays. 2 years ago, I don't know, but now we popping. We going in.
Yeah, man. That's my next question. Like, how's the scene out there? Sound like y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all really popping and bubbling out there.
Yeah, like, I can actually say over the past, like, year or two, the whole music scene is starting to get more supportive. People's actually starting to give a shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, people really didn't give a 2 cents just because they thought it wasn't really anything. But now, whenever you really think about it, music is everything, you know what I'm saying? You can talk about anything on music. You can talk about what you did today. You can talk about what you're going to do tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? So it just kind of helps out everybody, you know?
Yeah, that's a good look right there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of and the crazy thing is I see that with a lot of southern towns and everything, southern scenes and all that. Like, they more know how to pull together. Besides, like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like you know what I'm saying, just other spots that I seen and witnessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, the South, they know how to pull together for a greater cause than themselves. You know, sometimes, you feel me?
Right.
And I mean, sometimes we need that. Even though, like, you might not like this rapper or these group of rappers or this person, whatever they said and all that, but they still going towards that common goal of let's get shit popping, let's make it hot. You know what I'm saying? Let's put our city on the map.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like the kind of code I go by. I mean, you rep your town, I respect that. But we need to get this movement going. We need to get this money, you know what I'm saying? Instead of you hating on me and me hating on you, let's group up and hate on everybody else in that other state. Or, you know what I'm saying, let's hate on some other niggas that think they big. You know what I'm saying? Let's do something big instead of being small. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk, man. That's super real talk, man. But Stunner D, man, we appreciate you stopping by, showing love, man. Don't be no stranger, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep dropping them hot joints for us and everything. We're gonna get into your joint in a minute and everything. So you know, I'm gonna say, don't be no stranger, bro. You already know we got.
Yo, when we come out there, man, you gotta show us the food spots.
Yeah, man. We need that down south cooking, man.
Look, he already knowing. Look.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big dude. I'm trying to get bigger, you know what I'm saying? I'm not big, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get some a little something. I'm trying to get some food, man.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to take them to buffets and all that, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get them big and all the time, taking them buffets and all that, but it ain't sticking.
It ain't right, man.
you know what I'm saying?
Real home Southern soul food, man.
Yeah, man, that's it. But Stunner, man, we appreciate the love and everything. Any more shout-outs, bro?
Oh, shit, man. I'm going to give a shout-out to Grind Time Network. You know what's up. Bang Out Radio, Supreme, Jay Payton, what it do? I see you, homie.
Man, we appreciate the love, bro, man. You take it easy.
Yeah, you know, man.
Call it 7864. You on the grind.
Hello?
Hello? 7864.
Hey.
You on the grind.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's happening?
What's up?
Not much. Just getting in from school. This is Arnetta.
Hey, what's up with you?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Oh, that's what it is, man. How was school?
Teacher gave a pop quiz.
Damn, I had to fall on that one. You think it was a long day?
It was a long day. Sure.
Oh,
I had to get it done, though.
Yeah, hard work pays off, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it is.
I was just calling in because... You know, I wanted to show my love to y'all.
We appreciate it, you know.
I feel it.
Before you go, we got to ask you this question of the day.
What's that?
Since you're going to get this from a lady's perspective, what happened to all the real men out there, all the real fellas, you know what I'm saying? All these men going around.
Didn't I ask you that earlier today?
Now you got to make your voice heard.
Everybody hear what your opinion is.
Yeah.
This is what I said earlier on Facebook. I said, some of these rogue niggas went into hiding because most of these females are stepping their game up and showing these dudes that they don't need them other than for sex. I'm serious.
That's real talk.
You know what I'm saying? The lames, you know what I'm saying? They in the house, you know what I'm saying? And it's real niggas come over and take over.
some dudes are like, they get offended because a female make more than them. I mean, what's that about? So what if she making more than you? And if you marry her, guess what? She got to pay you alimony. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't write it because she make more than you. All I'm saying is just marry the hoe. That's it.
Everything. I like your way of thinking right there, you know what I'm saying? On everything. But you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? That's the men, you know what I'm saying? They're acting like females, you know what I'm saying? Not even females. They just acting like some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Oh, mesbians.
Mesbians.
I had to tell a dude the other day because he was whining and complaining. I had to tell him, I said, look, if I wanted to be with a female, I'll be lesbian.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, I want a man. So,
hey,
next
time he do something like that, tell him, dog, stop acting like a lesbian, man. You really you're really on your period right now, dog.
Lesbian.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're acting like a lesbian.
Oh,
yeah.
Telling you, E-40 said it the best. They need to be walking around with a box of Motrin and Maxi Pass in their purse.
Oh, yeah.
Forty talking to y'all out there. Y'all mesbians out there. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just been categorized. So, you know what I'm saying? But it is. Next time you see a nigga acting like a bitch, I'm start acting like a mesbian. You feel me?
Yo, we got to do a track on that, too.
All right,
I got to go get my hoopty fix. I'm out, y'all.
All right, we appreciate it. You taking it?
Yeah.
Caller 2099, you on the grind. Hmm? Oh,
hello.
Oh, no, this is Yeah, what's MKD? What's good with you, bro?
Hey, I'm going to have to hold up for a minute. Go to the next caller.
Wait a minute.
Hold
up. Hey, y'all, hold up.
How you going to put the radio on hold?
Yeah, what's that?
Hey,
sorry about that. I'm at work. So I'm chilling
up. Yeah. How the hell you call the radio station and put us on hold? Like, goddamn,
man. Hey, what's up, Supreme? What's up, Jay Payton, man? Y'all, oh my God, y'all, that nigga's hilarious, like a mother. Y'all just hilarious. Y'all funny. What's going on with y'all?
Hey, man, chilling right now. You know, doing our thing. We tried to talk to you earlier, man, but you had the background going. We're like, what's up? I was like, oh, he over watching a movie or something.
Yeah, I heard Bruce Willis in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. So I'm always posted at work. I'm in like in a apartment complex, and somebody returning some mail that's not there. So
yeah.
I didn't want her to hold on, and then she gonna report me.
Yeah, all everything. Well, we don't get you caught up on Undercover Boss and all that.
Yeah, so it was either I tell her to hold on, or I tell y'all to hold on.
You did the right thing. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to make you lose your job. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't trying to pay nobody bills. You feel me? We don't be mad at us like, hey man, you owe me money. You know, lose your job and all that. We gotta pay workers' comp and all that. Nah, we good on that.
Hey, you know, I was about to tune out too. I was about to hit that tune out as soon as she was coming. I was like, oh man, why he have to hit me up now?
But it worked out for the best, though. You know what I'm saying? But what's up with you, though, bro? Man?
Not much. Just chilling like a villain right now. Just getting this money in right now, and just listening to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for real.
Oh,
I appreciate y'all showing mad love, and I'm always gonna make sure y'all show mad love to y'all, cause y'all be holding it down. I swear to God, y'all do. I swear y'all sound like. Y'all ready to go on a radio or have your own radio station. I swear, you and Supreme and Peyton, man. Hey, Peyton, don't be leaving the homie. Why? Where you be going off to when you be doing what you got to do? I know you got here no business, but, man, it's kind of like he got to hold it by himself. He be holding it down, but when you be on there, y'all be like on the same page, on the same level. The level will be intensified up in there.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Oh no, good looks. No, man, you know what I'm saying? You know how you got things to do. Sometimes you just go through things, but I'm back now, homie. I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back for good now, homie.
Okay, that's what it is, man.
We appreciate the love, man. But man, we wanted to ask you the topic today because you always got good responses to all our our questions and all that.
Yeah, for real though.
Yeah. First question. You know, where was you at on September 11th and all that, you know what I'm saying? Because we talked about the 10th anniversary and all that thing and everything. Like, we wanted to know, like, where people was at, what they was doing around that time.
Okay, man. I graduated from high school. I came out here for the summer to get some money up, visit the family. I came back to Lancaster, and my intention was to go to the military. And then, I believe I left, like, at the end of August. And one of those planes that took off was supposed to, the one that hit the Pentagon, I was told I was supposed to be going to L.A. So I could have been on one of those planes.
Wow.
You feel me? And then, the military joint, I was going to Apostolic Faith with Jesus Christ, Pastor Fletcher. And I was like the military thing, you know, we about to start war, and I'm, you know, taking the test and about to take the exams and all that. So I talked to my pastor. We was playing basketball. I was like, Pastor, what do you think I should do? You think I should go to the army? What's going on now? He said, Well, Melvin, anything to do in the army, yourself. So I said, Nope, I'm not going. So it was like. I say it was like the grace of God, like telling me, I know, but for one, if I was in the army right now, I probably would have been in that war. I probably would have been out there shooting everybody for no reason.
That divine intervention, you know what I'm saying? The people in your life stepped in, you know what I'm saying, without you, you know what I'm saying, having to go the extra mile. But that's that real divine intervention, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, our second question though, man, and I know you can relate with this. I know you didn't see anything that made you just want to be like, damn, what the hell is going on right now? Where are we going in life?
Yeah.
But what happened to all the real dudes out there, all the real niggas, you know what I'm saying? All the real people, you know what I'm saying? All the real men. You know how men nowadays, like, I ain't gonna say all men, but you know what I'm saying, the young crowd, you know what I'm saying? You seen they do more like feminine stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like dressing like females, even acting like females, you know what I'm saying, from what we heard from our last caller and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But just like, what's up with them, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, what they doing out there?
Bro, I'm going to let you know right now. There's not enough real men to direct the ones that don't know how to go inside themselves and pull out that man inside them. So there's men out here that's supposed to direct other men to learn how to be a man. So this generation, you know, when they started wearing tight jeans, I was like, it's a fad. You know, everything goes in a circle. Back in the days, in the 60s, guys wore tights and stuff like that. I started in the beginning. But now,
that's kind of true, too, because they're like in the beginning of hip hop, too. Like, you see Run DMC, they used to have their little tight pants and all that. But
we haven't evolved. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they used to have their little tight pants on and all that, but they used to be more fitted. You know what I'm saying? They used to have, like,
and everything.
Like, but now dudes have,
they had
like
the leather jeans. They had the leather jeans.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
That was like the 80s. That was the 80s, right?
Yeah.
But they wasn't like female jeans, like female jeans. And when I noticed, like, it's either the teenagers that's doing it and like older short guys that could almost get away from them. Hey, welcome back home.
We love that, man. Our listeners at work and all that, that's multitasking right there, you know what I'm saying? Work business on the radio, getting it in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MKD, hold that right quick. You want to stay? We're going to keep you on the line. Right now, we about to go into a song, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on
BangOutRadio.com.
Ready to grind, cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. It get better like fine wine.
Get mine, I'll shine in the mall. And I stay fly like I live in the mall. And I dress to impress, every day is a ball. My niggas smoke good, I sip the claws. Put me in the booth, just sit the car. I shine when the sun ain't out with no flaws.
Hey man, hey, what's that radio station again? You already know. You already know what it is.
Bang our radio.
Yeah.
Bang our radio.
What it is?
Bang our radio.
Oh. Ha.
Bang our radio.
What it is?
Bang our radio.
You on Bryant Network Monday.
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 All right, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You know, you already know
Bang
what
Out
did.
Radio. Yeah, they be feeling that.
That's that hot one right there. You know, every time I hear that song, it's still I think of our version. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to crazy thing. I don't even know who sang the original.
That's that dude. You know what? I don't either.
Yeah.
Yo, he looked like my cousin though. Dude looked like one of my cousins though.
Yeah. But so, shout out to you, whoever you is, Racks on Rags.
Yeah.
We see you out
yeah.
there.
Dude that says Racks on Rags, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the dude that looked like my cousin. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. MK, you still online? All right, hold on. Damn. Don't ever have a host behind the board. MK.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's up with you, bro?
Not much. Y'all want to get back into the tight jeans or what?
Yeah. Men acting like mesmians. That's what we call them nowadays. You know what I'm saying? We call them mesmians. Men that act like lesbians. You know what I'm saying? Like dykes, you know? So, acting like females.
lesbians?
Yeah, mesmians.
Oh, mesmians,
yeah,
but, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my next door neighbor's son tomorrow. I said, man, you need to take off them jeans. And you know what's going on? They wearing them tight and they still trying to sag in them.
Yeah, I don't get that. It look like you have a dirty diaper in your pants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Straight dirty diaper.
Yeah.
Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Why is your pants so tight and, like, down? What it really looks like is they can't pull their pants all the way up.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No reason whatsoever.
Yeah, man. I'm saying, though, that's why you wear tight pants, not to be sagging. You know what I'm saying? Fitted pants,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You throwing some slacks or something. Yeah, you ain't trying to sag and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Jeans, when you going to hang out with your boys, now these dudes like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go hang out with my boys. Got my blouse on. Got my sandals on, you know what I'm saying? My piercing tight.
It's so uncomfortable, too. Like, when you see somebody walk past you like that, it's like, damn, man.
Yeah.
Why?
That's all.
Yeah.
I'm like, but it's all a fad. You know, you get like, Lil Wayne wearing them thinking it's cool, and then you get Kevin Hart putting on.
How can I help you? Nigga, we got some shit to say about this.
Yeah, straight traffic jam up in here with comments. Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people in the industry, they go off whatever the fab is in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, they see people wearing tight skinny jeans and all that. It's just like, you know what I'm saying, they want a copy. So we can't really go to, like, the stores to see, like, or the people that we in music to go, like, for the fashion and everything like that, they just going off of what somebody showed them, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, Lil Wayne, you already know my opinion on Lil Wayne. He's one of the biggest swagger jackers of all time, you know what I'm saying? The Ghost Rider swagger jacker, that's just, you know what I'm saying, his style, I guess, you know. It is what it is, you know. But, hey, MK, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you calling in and all that. We're going to get back to you a little bit later, bro. Back there handling some business. We're about to get into our caller. Caller 4659, you on the grind.
What's good, Supreme? It's your boy, KY, calling in. What's up, Jay Payton?
What's happening? Oh, hey, ain't nothing. Yo, here chilling, man. Enjoying the show and everything, having some good conversation. You know, doing our thing over there. Doing our thing over here, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? What's up with you, though, man? I see you out there working hard, man. You know what I'm saying? You on your grind out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get it in. I'm trying to be everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'm over here
wrong.
Just chilling. Listening to y'all.
Oh, man, that's what it's up, man. We appreciate the love, man, and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, K-Wise, we got two questions of the day today, man. First question, where was you at on September 11th? You know what I'm saying? Everybody, that was 10 years ago. We want to know, want to hear people's inputs on where they was at, what they was doing and all that around that time.
I think I was at home, and something made me just made me turn on the TV, and I just seen one of the towers got hit by the first one. And, you know, they were showing like, all the recap, and then the second one just came and smashed the second building. I was like, good Lord, is this a movie or this real?
Damn, man.
No lie, like, if that would not happen in real life, that would be a nice action movie right there. Just like,
man.
If it didn't happen in real life already, I don't think nobody could use that now in the action movie now. But
yeah, real talk, they'd be really pushing it if they were.
Yeah, that's you know,
exactly. Michael Bay, don't do it, homie.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject right there. But yeah, it seemed like a lot of people was at home on that one. They just chilling like, damn, that just caught everybody off guard that day.
Yeah.
That was a crazy one.
It was crazy because I usually don't watch TV, and some just made me just turn on the TV. And, you know, every channel was just showing, and I was like, wow. Like, this is actually happening on our soil, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like that used to be happening, like, overseas somewhere far away. So that's
like
reality to me.
That
anything can happen at any time.
Yeah, them terrorists, they put on their big boy boots that day. They came to win that one, you know. But like I said, that's a whole nother can of worms right there. But our second question, and I know you can relate with this because I know you didn't see, you know what I'm saying? You're a real one out there, you know what I'm saying? I know you didn't see people around, walking around and everything. What happened to all the real niggas out there, all the real men, you know what I'm saying? You got all these dudes going around in their tight jeans, you know what I'm saying, acting like females. even the dudes on TV, man, how you going to throw a drink in the face? So the dude from Basketball Wise, throwing drinks in females' face and all that crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to come to some reasoning on this, man. What's your input on that?
The reason why there's not a lot of real men out there because they never had a real male influence in their life. So the first thing they'll emulate is something that they see on TV. They never had, like, nowadays, you know, there's not too many dads in a male's life, or like today, we really don't have no real leaders out there. So they're going to see what glorifies that females love, so they're going to imitate that.
What they love, females like other females?
Oh, I think you hit it dead on, too, homie. No, I think you hit it dead on right there. I was thinking that.
We coined a new term for these people. You know what I'm saying? Men acting like females.
Lesbians. Quit acting like a lesbian, you lesbian ass nigga.
A menstrual lesbian.
That's level two. That's stage two right there.
Yeah, when you on your menstrual
lesbian.
That's phase two of the turning into a woman. It's crazy though, man. You know what I'm saying?
After that.
Okay, what else you got going, man? Any upcoming shows and all that, bro? You know what I'm saying? Any collaborations we need to know about?
I got a show coming up September 16th in the Valley this coming Friday. It's like a free event called Hoodstock, so everybody can come out, 18+. You come out, enjoy, you know, mingle with the unsigned indie artists and have some fun.
Oh, that's what it is. You need you should post that on my page. I can send that information out there.
For sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all ain't doing nothing, you know what I'm saying, get it popping. He says free, you know what I'm saying? You can't be free. You know what I'm saying? You can't beat that with a stick. You feel me?
Not at all. But yeah, other than that, you know, my show, I just been working on my album, trying to get another collaboration going on with the Five Footers. So I'm trying to get my grown man swag album together.
Oh, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. I see you. But I see you out there, man. You doing your thing, man. You working a lot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, building them connections and all that. I'm finally glad you got to stop by the show and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? You stopped treating your boy like a stepchild.
I know. I apologize, but it's like I'm always listening, and if I don't listen, I always go to the archive and check everybody's show out. So I'm like, I need to start calling in more, you know what I'm saying? So
man,
this is the first day to start on my new plate with you guys.
I'm saying, though, man, it's a new day for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Grind that where you make your voice heard, man. But K-Wise, man, we appreciate you calling in, man, showing love to your boys and all that. Any more shout-outs before you go?
Shout out to everybody that listens to Bangor Radio, because, you know, it's the number one station in the universe. So everybody should pay attention to Grind Network, Twisted Tuesday, West Good, Slap Sundays, Sexy Saturdays, all that. You know what I'm saying?
We hitting y'all all days of the week, so y'all make sure y'all stay in 7 days a week, 365, 366 in a leap year. Y'all know how we do it. But y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangoutRadio.com. Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man? Hey, you know, this time, I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Grind Network about to be on, man.
What?
Grind Network on BangoutRadio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, dog. You really tripping right
now. Yeah, I'll get out of work.
Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Buy that drink out the fridge for your boy, man. We about to get
started.
Yeah, man, they play the hottest and independent artists, man. Hip hop, R&B, man, whatever, man. They get in.
They do all
Black Panther, a real true leader, cause I speak
wake up. I woke up out of that coma, seeing life clearer. Found out hip hop one day.
I grind for mine, you grind for yours. We shine the time to kick down the door. We in here, yeah, I'm in here. Stand for something, I fall for nothing. I feel so real, I'm in here.
Just like my nigga Wall Bust, we come from long time. Play they shit, we done already made that. Better set a bitch, I ready to slay that. Now tell me, who done put it on the map? Been doing this shit since way, way back. Yeah, I keep it
cool.
They know me
well.
And every day I'm flipping brand new show and tell. More money, more beats, more boss, more shit. That mean more mail. Ain't kick my feet up yet, I'm still hungry as hell. I recall when it was just me and my dog sitting right raps all day, trying to find us a way out of no way. State to state, coast to coast for that big break. But ain't no shake. Look at us now.
We in here,
ain't gotta ask about it.
We been real,
I'm my own boss, nigga. And being no, without no tolerance for bullshit like zero. It's in my veins, dog. My struggling pain from all this time between the lines. But I won't complain, I remain a G.
I grind for mine, you grind for yours. We shine the time to kick down the door. We in here, yeah, I'm in here.
I'ma spin it like I don't give a fuck. I'm paying everybody bills tonight. Goodest when I'm feeling like, goodest what she looking like. Greatest when I'm feeling like, greatest what her head is like. I got a black chick and a white girl that look alike, and I don't mean they face, I mean both them bitches look alike. So bitches ain't shit, these niggas ain't either. So I keep it chubby like the Sprinkles on my wife beater. I was raised by the gang, call it cheerleaders. We go together like Hennessy and 2 liters. Hey, smacking the boy dope rocks, I rocks, low top, snapbacks, D shots. Two step, I do mines like this. If you can't do that, then maybe we can do it like I'ma do me, bitch, do you. 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 We can do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like. F who you be, I'ma do me. And fuck Jackie Chan, cause my kid gang Bruce Lee. A couple thousand from a bitch, that's a choose fee. And all these niggas mad cause they bitches wanna choose me. You want a room in my heart, you gotta pay rent. Patrolman line juice, double shot, 8 bent. Mouth full of fresh game, 8 minutes. We go banana in the parking lot, 8 prints. She got booty in the stretch pants, tiger stripes. I bet it tastes great, Tony Tiger Bite. All the niggas wanna, that's what she feeling like. Until I turn my head and start chilling like I don't jock hoes. Hoes jock me.
Everything
is better,
same thing.
Bitch, not me. What you doing later?
I'm gonna do tonight.
Well, if you pop this pill, we can do it like I'ma do me, bitch, do you. 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 We can do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like. I'm swagging like. All the bitches like, all my niggas like, I'ma do it like, my swagger like. All the bitches like, all my niggas like, I'ma do it like, my swagger like. All the bitches like, all my niggas like, I'ma do it like, my swagger like. All the bitches like, all my niggas like, I'ma do it like. I'ma do me, bitch, do you. I'ma do me, bitch, do you. I'ma do me, bitch, do you. I'ma do me, bitch, I'ma do it. We can do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch. I'ma do it like, we can do it like, bitch.
Gonna stay up, rolling the double odds, we make them boys stay up, looking like
superstars, we do it all way, all way.
Supposed to be my girl and always neglect they duty. I can't help it that the beauties always call me cutie. My mind always on bloom like the Austin Judy. So good music come out, and yeah, that leaves the groupies. You don't like my music? Quit playing with me. I know that's the only reason that you laying with me. But it's get me when you talk about staying with me. I can't pretend that I just wanna be friends. I really see more, really we could be more. But my heart is kinda scarred, moving on is kinda hard. Up is where I keep my guard, thoughts of love, pop is scar. I am on the highway, love is on the boulevard. Relationships I'm capable, but I'm not really dateable. Think to me, love is just a terrible parable. But I'm thinking you could be the one to make it bearable. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I know you said you're ready, on my mind is swinging heavy. But if it's meant to be, then it'll be eventually. But you way too dope for me to pass on. Can't let you be another woman that I passed on. And let you end up being someone else's last one. Search your feelings, make sure you're not infatuated. The thin line between love and lust is saturated. I know you hate it that I got it debated. But this the monster that the other girls I dated created. Them situations are related, yes I know they're not related. And to them you're not acquainted. I don't wanna emulate it, I don't wanna imitate. I just want our love to grow, so it could be so innovative. Think how we can actually be if it happened naturally. Right now I'm kinda bitter, see the shit I say on Twitter. So I really can't deliver all the love I feel you deserve. But treat you like you were. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. Can't ignore the feelings that we both seem to share. Both feel a certain way when we gotta disappear. You got these feelings running through me that I can't compare. I don't feel space and time when I got you near. Still trying to figure out how I got you here. Feel like we together, do you really need the title? Girlfriend is just a name, it ain't really vital. And please don't tell me that I make you feel bridal. Why be the dead horse, I ain't running that course. I did it once, can't do another divorce. But with you, it's like I'm feeling the force, I'm feeling the scorch. Fire's the desire. You're getting higher, I admire how you conspire to acquire this sapphire. So I think I might ask you soon if we could be weak. Maybe take it up a level, but real shit, you gotta hold me down. I couldn't handle it if we just came to see your N-I-G-G-A, but we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights, but I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy September 6th, you know, checking in. Boy, Chi-Town representing. Shout out to the people out there in Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying, holding it down and everything like that. But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, having a wonderful show like that. If y'all don't know the questions of the day right now, question of the day: where was you at on September 11th? Yeah, where was you at on September 11th? And question of the day. We got two, you know what I'm saying? We hitting y'all twice as hard today.
Yeah, we want to know some stuff. Yeah, man. We trying to get up in your business.
Yeah, we on that investigator tip right now. But other question of the day. what happened to all the real men out there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't talking about the dudes running around in the horizontal striped shirts and all that, you know what I'm saying? Wearing vests with no shirts and shit like that, you know?
Oh, God.
You know? The other day, man, it's crazy, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the other day. It was like, I don't know when the shit was. It was probably last time I went to the club. But, man, this motherfucker was up in there, had a jacket on with no shirt on. I was like,
what?
Where they do that at, man? How you?
Where you wet? Where you from?
Yeah. How you missed the whole shirt? You know
man.
What I'm saying? Like, you just say, like, no tank top, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Not even a drawing outline, nothing. Just no,
yeah.
Just jacket, no shirt. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
People in these fashions nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But let us know your opinion on that and everything like that. You can hit us up if you don't know the number already. You know what I'm saying? We're going to lace you again, 661-621-7559. You can hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding or James Payton. Oh, you can also hit us up on our new page, you know what I'm saying, up and running.
Yeah.
Our new Facebook page, Facebook.com/Grind Network. So don't be afraid to like the page, hit us up on the wall, and we will respond back, you know what I'm saying? Either Supreme or Jay Payton, you know?
Yes, sir.
And we get you in. So, yeah, the new page is up and running. I don't know why I'm sleeping on that. Should have been pumping that, you know?
Haters.
Yeah, them invisible haters, man, they inside, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's some hot breath, huh? The haters.
Yeah, they all on the back of your ear, you just cringing, and you're like, damn, man, back up.
Back your ass up, man.
You know what I'm saying? Watch them H's and F's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
T's and shit, and W's.
T's will make you want to fight, because that's where the little driblets of spit come out.
Yeah, you know, you be like, hey, bro, you don't need no acid rain.
Up,
you know what I'm saying? What the kids say it or spray it. I want the dudes out the weather. Say
man.
It, don't spray it.
You know.
I'm saying, though, but yeah, you know what I'm saying, y'all hit us up right there, let us know your opinion on some things, and even if you don't want to call in and answer the questions of the day, I don't know why, but if you don't want to answer the questions of the day, hit us up about anything, you know what I'm saying, how we doing, what we doing, what you doing, how everything
how we
on.
Can make the show a little bit more entertaining, too,
yeah,
you know what I mean, drop us some stuff like that, too, you know.
Yeah. Make your voice heard, you know what I'm saying, we taking all, you know what I'm saying, all
exactly.
Listening, we listening to everybody, you feel me?
Yep.
And you know anybody that's doing music too, man.
Even if you don't speak English, call in. You know what I'm saying? I know a little bit of Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien. Yo comprende. Yeah, I understand a little bit. You know
a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
We'll
have
a
small conversation, you know what I'm saying?
You know, it'll be real brief, but, you know,
yeah.
You want to hear what you got to say.
Or hit us on the video chat. You can talk with the hands, you know what I'm saying? We get hand moments, you know what I'm saying? More than anything, you know?
Uh-huh. Grande,
yeah.
Hands, grande. Tu quieres? No, oh, shit.
Oh, man, you go make our Espanol fans want to leave us, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? All our people south of the border, north of the border, wherever you at in the world, you know, in north, south, east, west, y'all getting it in, man. Y'all doing the right thing, listening to the Grind Network and the whole Bang Out Radio crew, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do it 7 days a week, 365, 366 in a leap year. You know, so, you know what I'm saying, check us out any day of the week, you know what I'm saying, we even got the new Sunday show popping off by my boy, Leon Dagger, you know what I'm saying, so check him out, you hit him up on Facebook, or, you know what I'm saying, just get it in, you feel me, and that's crazy, man, we got another dude to the team, you know what I'm saying, me and JP was like the only dudes for a minute, you know what I'm saying,
man, I know.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? We don't mind being around ladies, but you know what I'm saying? We need the dudes, you know what I'm saying, up in there, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna start turning into
mesbians.
Oh God,
man.
I think that shit is contagious too, so
yeah.
You know, we might wanna be careful, stay kinda clear from like coughing range.
You see a dude with skinny jeans on, they nose sniffling, they coughing.
Back your ass up,
back
for real.
All the way up, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be don't need to run. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That soft cough.
Yeah. He sneezes on the low and everything like that. He's trying to hide it. You know what I'm saying? So he hiding the mesmian inside him, you know what I'm saying? You can see the, you know, you need to pull them tight ass pants up. We can see the tampon, you feel me? It's crazy, you know? But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Let us know.
What's wrong with it?
Let us know what you're thinking and all that. That, you know, that kind of falls in the category of that internet gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Man.
Because that's an epidemic going around, too. You
know? Yo, we got to play that, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We gonna pull that internet gangsta up for y'all in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, got to play that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that goes wrong in that category right there, too. Like, come on, man. How can you be hard when you're writing something to somebody? If somebody got to read you being hard,
it's
not gangsta. You know what I'm saying?
You never really get that actual feeling, you know what I mean? Like how you yell at somebody, be like, nigga, you a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you type that, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's however you want it to be. So I in my head, because I got a wild imagination, I can hear him saying, man, nigga, you's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like a real fruity kind of, and I don't want to take it serious.
Yeah. It's crazy because, you know what I'm saying? You'll see, and then people try to type, and they don't know how to really spell. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, oh, this motherfucker is stupid. Like, you'd be like, what the hell? Before you try to. Before you try to write me a message, you need to get your ass on some Hooked on Phonics. Some adult reading classes.
Some Rosetta Stone, all that, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not making sense. Language. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just ain't writing right, you know? Let's hit these phone lines, see what some of these calls got to say. 2444. You're on the grind.
Too many voices. What up, y'all? Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's up with you?
What's up? This is Keisha. I'm just calling to show y'all some love.
What's happening?
Oh, we appreciate
it. How y'all doing?
Well, good.
Well, we doing good. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Good. I was just listening to what you guys are talking about.
Oh, yeah. So you want to answer the question today?
No, I really don't. I was just showing some love.
Oh, come on.
What the hell are y'all talking about? I caught the end of the conversation.
All right, we kind of got two questions a day. We asking people, where were they at on 7? I keep saying 7-Eleven. Can somebody please bring me a Slurpee or something?
What do you mean 9-Eleven?
Yeah. Where were you at on 9-11? You know, and we want to hear people's response and reaction. Like, what was they going? You know what I'm saying? What was going through their minds and all that when that happened? And our second question. What happened to all the real men out there? You know what I'm saying? A lot of men doing a lot of female things out here in the world. And we want to get your, since you, you know what I'm saying, you seem like a lovely woman and everything like that. We want to get your opinion on that.
Well, my opinion for where the real men at and why are they so gay right now is because they're allowing this gay shit on TV. Mm. You know, everywhere you turn around is a gay host. You know, we are exposed to it early, so it's like accepted, you know. So
yeah.
We grow up a little soft, you know?
Yeah.
That, I mean, I'm just thinking it's just so widely accepted right now. You know, it's okay, and you can't gay bash, and you can't do this, you can't do that. So what's wrong with my son if he, like, you know, if he act like a bitch? No.
Man, that's real talk, no, for real, man. I don't play that, man. Yo, my son, man, he will not play with anything that looked like it was made for a girl, like, for real.
And
like,
you gotta,
right.
And honestly, you got to keep them from watching TV, like regular TV.
Yep.
You got to be old school.
Yep.
Turn the channel real fast because everything is so accepted right now. Like, it's just, and it's like they're programming us.
Now, you know what I've been?
Us in skinny jeans and all that. They're like, they want us, especially the black man, they want us to, I want our men to, navigate in that direction. So it's like they're subliminally, you know, they're telling us they're to do this.
Yeah.
So.
I don't let them watch TV. I'll make videos and make them watch them. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I'll make YouTube videos like, you watch my stuff, boy.
You be like, man, are you my favorite fan and all that?
Yeah.
Everything like that. Oh, but Miss Keisha, we appreciate your input on that and everything like that. You got any more shout? You got any shout outs before you go?
Just shout out and, you know, rest in peace to London and, you know, got my prayers are out to his family and, you guys just keep up the good work.
Oh, we appreciate it. And shout out to them too, you know what I'm saying? RIP to the boy and everything like that, man.
Yeah.
That was sorry to hear. I mean, I was, sad to hear that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that was not good. Yeah. So I just seen that on my way to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
So,
man,
yeah,
that wasn't.
Keep,
best day right
yeah.
there. That,
everybody
yeah.
hurting right now for that, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, but
yeah.
Well, we appreciate the love and everything. You calling in and all that.
All right, that's all. All right, you guys, take care.
All right, take it easy. Yeah, man.
Straight up, like, the reason why they all going gay.
Yeah,
hey, but she has a point, though, because I was at my sister's house the other day, and she was watching some show, and it was like four dudes, like, it was like, if you didn't look at the TV, it sounded like four women arguing over some girl that didn't, that was mad because one of the gay guys didn't want to sleep with her. It was like some dysfunctional, like, I wanted
wait,
to
wait, hold on, what you saying?
Yeah. it was like
I didn't get that.
That's exactly how I felt. It was something about some girl was mad because this other gay guy wouldn't have sex with her. And I'm like, well, he's gay, so, you know what I'm saying? It don't make no kind of sense.
Wow, that's...
I don't know, man. They need to censor a lot of stuff. They should just... They might as well just, you know, split TV in half. Here's the gay section and here's the straight section, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real. I mean, a lot of things is socially accepted now, but, I mean, it is up to us, the parents, to monitor what your kids watch and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I mean, you feel cool, you know what I'm saying, with things like that, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, knock it out, you know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to tell nobody how to raise their kids and all that, but, you know, it is what it is.
I'm going to teach gay sensitivity classes now.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be homeschooling my son.
Yeah. I'll be homeschooling. You're crazy. But, if you do got a son and all that and everything, that even if you got a daughter, you know what I'm saying, is your child's life. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things going around, you don't like I said, you don't want to let the TV raise your kids and all that. You don't want to let the, you know what I'm saying, somebody, and you don't want to let nobody that you don't think, you know what I'm saying? Because some of us, you know what I'm saying, we ain't with the person that we had the baby with, you know what I'm saying? But you got to still be in your child's life and all that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just some words, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get too deep my tail on them and everything like that.
Oh, man, we can go going for days with that.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You got to do the right thing and not let nobody else raise your kid, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? And on that note, you know, you guys got to keep it doing what you're doing. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's question of the day. We got about, like, 20 more minutes, but question of the day is where all the real men at, you know what I'm saying? We tired of the men, you know what I'm saying, going around in the tight jeans and the blouses. And
always crying, earrings. You know those long earrings that hang down to, you know, you see those females with the long earrings that touch the shoulders?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't need no old school Barry Bonds cross earrings and all
that.
Yeah,
got the long cross to scrape it on his shoulder.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I saw this dude one day. I saw this dude with some, they look like fishnet gloves and some eyeliner. And I was like, damn. I was scared to talk to him. Because that shit looks contagious to me. I don't know.
And the crazy thing is, them are the people, I guess, that got beat up so much. Them are the people that really go off when you say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
What did you say?
You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing is, you can't get beat up by the sensitive dude. You know what I'm saying? If you get beat up by the sensitive dude, you got to move. You can't even come outside after that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to go trade schools and all that. You know what I'm saying? People get wind of that. They gonna be talking about that in counties, different counties down the line and all that.
I saw a dude, I didn't see him, but this one dude was telling me a story about how some dude was trying to hit somebody, some other guy with a broom. I was like, damn, that's some shit my mom used to do.
Yeah, hit somebody with a broom. I said, that's like an old lady, like a shop lady. She sweeping outside, like, back up. Y'all
can't
get up out of here.
Get up out of here right now. Get on around that back there, that.
Yeah. Big Mama trying to get you up out of the house.
Big Mama, yeah. Damn, that's hard.
That's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But right, okay, let's bring my boy MKD back.
Okay.
MK,
hey,
what's up with you?
What's up with that broomstick? Because, I had a nigga try to hit me with a aluminum drill stick after Christmas.
See what I mean?
Not one time, but two times. I'm gonna tell you the funniest one though. The funniest one when basically dropping off the kids with the baby daddy. He didn't know if it was me, because if it was me, he went and came back to our house. So we went back to our house, and you know I'm taking off my clothes, my shirt off, my pants halfway down, and you know my thing is in our hand, and something else. So we heard like a bang, and oh my god, hey, how you doing, sir?
Yo,
Oh, man.
Hey, I continue the story later on. I'll call you out next Monday. But I've got a constructive fight.
You definitely got to come back and finish that story, man.
You got
to
finish that story.
That's what I'm talking about. You might be the one who he was trying to hit.
Yeah.
What apartment are you on?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Let me get to these reports right quick.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah. But that's crazy, though, man. Like, if your first defense in a fight is a broom, you're not going to win that fight.
For a man, it should be a fist. You know what I mean? First and foremost. But you want to grab a broom. First off, you took the time to run over there to go grab a broom.
Yeah, a broom at that.
A broom.
And I'm pretty sure the broom itself.
I forgot. I didn't even tell you the whole story. Now that I think about it, no, dude grabbed the broom. He took the dude he was trying to hit with the broom, took the broom from him, like, give me that, nigga. And then he cracked it over his girlfriend's back, the gay dude. Like, he was, like, gay, but he had a girl still. And the dude took the broom and cracked it over his girl's back, man.
The gay dude cracked it over the girl's
back?
No.
The gay dude tried to hit the dude with the broom.
Uh-huh.
The other dude took the broom from the gay dude and cracked the gay dude's baby mama over the back. So it was like some movie shit right there.
Yeah. Damn. No lie, I probably would have wanted to seen that though. On everything, I don't condone people hitting on women and all that, but it just seems like that was just so interesting. Like, it would have stopped me. I would have
if I was
in my car, I would have got out my car just to get closer to go see that. I would have been a little nosy body for that one. But, man, how you going to crack the female over the head, over the back?
We might have to do a skit on that one. I don't know.
I'm saying, though, that was like some...
why is that?
what am I looking for? That was like some... just something I ain't never seen, never heard. that's wild right there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's bring my boy MK back. He back.
Oh, yeah.
Outside. I'm going to have to step outside.
MK,
yeah,
what's good? Can you talk?
Yeah, I stepped outside the building.
Because
they keep on popping up. But anyway, baby daddy kicked the door in, and he had a broomstick, like a end of a broomstick, and he peeked in the room, and she took my thing out of her mouth, was like, that's my baby daddy. I figured up my pants. He looking at me, his eyes got real big. So automatically, he told me to rush.
Out of happiness?
So when I rushed him, my pants, I had to lift up my pants real quick. They wasn't buttoned up, and we was tussling. He hit me like one good time on the back, on my back. I turned my back and hit me one good time on the back. Then he tried to hit me. It broke the first time. Then he tried to hit me again on my side, cut me. I punched him. He got back up, and we was just tussling. My pants going down my knees and shit while we tussling.
Oh,
all we know, we landed in the kitchen. I got him in the head, like, just choking the fuck out of him. Next thing you know, his friend comes in. Like, I was like, damn, what is he going to do, kick me in my face? But luckily, thank God, dude was like, oh, I'm here to help y'all out. So while I was trying to let him go, we got up, and he still was trying to fight. But it was funny. I wish we had a camcorder. That would have been lasting for days.
At that point in the fight, he should just realize your girl, his girl didn't chose. You feel me?
Yeah.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already too late to be getting mad about that. You know what I'm saying? The dude didn't went down already. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened, it went down already.
Yeah.
You know?
Man.
That's crazy though. And his first instinct was to grab a broom though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's baby mama. I could see it going down his whole head. Oh man, my baby mama's up in here with somebody. Let me grab a broom. I'm gonna kill him. I got this broom, it's going down. I'm gonna break it in half, make some nunchucks, it's going down.
Can you imagine? Yo, what you went for? Yeah, I killed this nigga with a broom. I beat him. I swept him to death.
Yeah. No, he got an assault with a deadly weapon charge. I broke a broom in half.
Oh, man. Man, I was in my hobby. The first instant, I was in my hobby. I beat the dude up. I let him get up. He couldn't beat me up. So he ran to the house and grabbed an aluminum broomstick. and try to
a
whack him with a little broom.
And then he grunt, and then the crazy thing, you grab a cheap broom. That's a 9-9 cent broom.
That's the ones that they don't snap. They just curl around when you hit something with
them. Yeah,
they just hug you like, ew. Yeah. Oh, hell no. Nah. Yo, because my mama then broke a few of those on me.
Yeah.
After that, he realized he couldn't beat me up. He ran to my car and broke my back window.
Oh, that's a men's being right there.
Yeah, that's a men's being shit right there.
That's a men's being right there. I don't think no man should break anybody's car window.
Come on, man, or pop tires or slash tires, nigga.
Yeah, that's a women trip right there. You know what I'm saying? You know how much people pay for cars? You know what I'm saying? That's a non-rational thinking person right there. You know what I'm saying? To get a car window fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Shit, somebody break one of my windows. Shit, you know it's gonna be a misunderstanding. I'm gonna get some furniture moving up in that
You see my car, that's how you know how much I gotta pay for this, right?
Does it look like I got insurance? Hell no.
I understand. Go on.
MK, hey MK, bro, we need to sit down a day in the life of MK, because you got some stories for us, man.
Hey man, you know what? I'm gonna write a book. It's gonna be funny like shit. I'm telling you.
Man, you should definitely do that. My childhood,
just on a day-to-day basis, it's funny. Huh. Like, today, I definitely going to hear this shit. The white, they going to call to my office, like, yeah, he's on the phone, he's loud, he's ignorant, all that. I'm telling you, it's just, man, I've seen so much shit, did so much shit, it's just crazy.
I really need to write a book.
Right.
Yeah, tell him you was on Grind Network, man. If you was on Grind Network, you'd be the same, you know what I'm saying? Happy.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay up. Hey, look out. Just want to give a few shout-outs definitely to the whole radio gang. Glenn, Verge, Jonathan that's in Texas, my whole family that be holding down in Lancaster. You know, everybody that's not even listening to Grind Network, y'all need to get on this motherfucker right now. Everybody that's listening right now, tell motherfuckers about this show, because Monday, they started off right, and then to the end, you're going to be like, damn, it's all out of sight. Come on, let's bring it back.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, he preaching right there. I almost started getting in the pulpit, start popping my collar. Oh, there he is, man.
Well, hey, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man, we appreciate the love, bro, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You stay up, man. You stay doing your thing, man. Coming through crazy stories, man. Keep coming with it, man.
Hey, I'll come in once a week with a story or something.
All right, man.
Most definitely. Y'all be easy.
All right, man. All right, man. Y'all keep it locked, right? Y'all keep it locked, you know what I'm saying? We probably got a few minutes left, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to hit y'all off with a few more jams, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to say the goodbyes and all that. The time we dread saying goodbye to you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Real quick, man. Hey. I was over there on Lancaster Boulevard earlier today, over there in the back parts. It's kind of by that Arrow's appliance or something like that. And in the back of the store, and back in one of these stores, it says Niggs. It says Niggs store open. I just posted the picture up, so if you guys get a chance, go on James Payton on my wall and check that picture out right there. And then maybe next we can talk about it or something like that. Whatever.
Huh, on everything, man. Y'all keep it locked. Damn, I still got this thing on. Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Touching your body, girl.
Girl, like you won't touch it. girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body. I'ma touch your body. Boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. Boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. When I touch your body. When I touch your body. There'll be no interruption. Rushing, no interruption.
So then I get you to your face. I'ma take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it, baby. I'm gonna touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, baby. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, baby.
Touching on
you,
babe.
You're touching on me, babe.
Touching on you, babe.
Girl, why are we playing this touching
that's
game? What I tell you to do, what are you gonna promise you to do the same?
Difference is holding my distance, loading my pistol. I'm aiming, yeah, I'm popping at you. Show me what the difference is holding your pistol, holding your pistol. You aiming and you popping at me.
I'm on my grown man, approach the age of wisdom. Suck a duck or evade the ways of simple. Lost raiders set ablaze, what they say is civil. It will be missed by most. Motivate the victim. Call me the reason for the reason. Weather changes, truth behind the side effects of a decent medication. I make it hell on these toes with quarters and nickels. Give them advice to go, and you better got more potential. Gotta get it for my time is up. Death is only promised to those who don't intend on living afterwards. Count your blessings. Observe the curses, dismount the hexes with words that nurture. Got my lawnmower, spot wherever snakes loose. Kids in the yard playing hangman, cutting Satan's loose. Enjoy now while we still are able to live in peace or let the beast roar. Will I die in murder? Product of him desisted and destroyed. My destiny can be consulted through a Ouija board. Holla at my ancestors, shaka like a midi core. Divine devout predecessor, rising out of city source.
Show you what the difference is. Holding my fist, holding my fist. My name again, I'm popping. Show me what the difference is. Holding yours.
Gangsters, the cure for cancer and AIDS. Without the bandana hat from Manhattan or Navy beret. They say be quiet and cower like and watch what you say in response. I'm sorry, but we aren't necessarily built that way. Pay to see your own kind for a quick buck. Sell you to a slave ship. Yep, that frame of mind. My boss still here, man. The last time she checked, gave her a tip. Keep up the extraordinary neck. Genetically aboriginal warriors. Therefore, the flash of a pistol perhaps is an issue. Does not worry us. Like a true student.
Back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. You know, the time
the
we
worst
all.
Time of the day.
Worst time
man.
Of the day. It's time when we got to say our goodbyes and all that. You know what I'm saying? We
goodbye.
Wanna, you know what I'm saying?
Goodbye. Isn't that a song?
Oh, shit. don't know. But we could make it into one. You know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? We jacking for songs. But, yeah, we want to give a shout-out to all the callers that called in, you know what I'm saying? Boy Stunner D, MKD, you know what I'm saying? Who else touched on us? If anybody I forgot, we want to give a shout-out to all y'all. Shout-out to my cousin Reese, you know what I'm saying? I see you out. That last little bit, we all zeros on the clock, but they record recording left, so they recorded as you get done. Yeah, I'm in the episode right now. Hello,
yo,
yeah,
nigga, that was fucking one of the hottest shows we